time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, you don't have Paul Ramo, but you got me, and I don't know much more about gardening than Paul Ramo does, but Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul today, and we've got Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral and Garden Center on the line here. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing good. I'm finally getting a little warm out there. It's better than all this wind we've had.
That's for sure. Yeah, the wind isn't doing a whole lot here this morning, and as we speak here, it's 52 degrees and climbing, so that's a good thing, right?
Let it keep climbing.
Yep. See, I didn't look to see here what's our plant of the week this week.
Plant of the week is flowers for Mom. Mother's Day flowers.
Okay. Yeah, that's coming up here on Sunday, in case you didn't know.
Well, I think it's happening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You keep pretty busy over there?
Oh, yes. This is the busiest week of the whole year.
Okay, and of course, if Mom isn't local, you can get those flowers delivered for her.
Yeah, but you better do that soon. If you're going to do that through us, we'd like to have it in pretty soon. Today or tomorrow would be great, so make sure we get them delivered.
Yeah, better to do it online through you than online, where you never know what might happen to those flowers or what they're going to get.
Yeah, you know, so you can come to Heather Floral and pick out your flowers, because we have a lot of flower arrangements all made up, so you can pick it out, or we can make it special for you. Yeah, or we can deliver it in the area, or otherwise we belong to a service called Telefloral, and then we are connected with all the other flower shops, and we can help you place that order anywhere you want that.
All right, so get that done. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Appreciate your mom out there, that's for sure.
It's Thursday already.
That's right, it is, isn't it? Yes. Then Sunday's not that far off, so, yep. Let's get those flowers and start thinking where you're going to take her out to eat, right?
There you go.
All right, yep. I know there's a lot of good places for that, too, so.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Well, what else do we have going on here, Dwayne, before we get to the questions? Anything you want to talk about? We have quite a few questions here today.
We also do a horticulture concern.
Okay.
Our horticulture concern is everybody's asking, can I plant yet? You know, plant your garden, the vegetables, or your flowers. And, you know, last night it still got cold, but they're predicting nicer weather now. So I would definitely, you can plant your cooler season plants. You know, I wouldn't plant tomatoes out there yet because it's cold, unless you're going to cover them. Or impatiens are kind of tender too, but the hardier ones I think you sure can plant. And I can tell it's spring by two reasons. People are in the greenhouse today and they're picking out their plants. And our sweet potato plants are coming today. So sweet potato plants come from Texas, and they don't ship it until they think it's going to be warm enough for them. So they're here. So.
And also reason number three, everybody's in a better mood.
Yep. Well, that wind was absolutely crazy. So we don't have that today, so get out there and enjoy it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's get to a couple of questions here. Well, first, I think we've got one or two that I had here from last week that left over. We better get to those first here because we didn't get them in last week. So how do you control early spring weeds like crabgrass before they take over?
Crabgrass is easy to control, and, you know, we've kind of been putting people off saying it's too early, it's too early, but it's time to do it. Crabgrass preventer, okay? It's a granular that's mixed with the fertilizer. So we sell a product called Dimension, which is a crabgrass preventer. It actually kills that seed or prevents that seed from germinating. So it can distinguish between, it will kill the seeds out there. So if you are going to seed your lawn, you can't put crabgrass preventer down, not Dimension anyway. But kill the weeds, get Dimension and fertilizer on there now.
Okay, so now's the time.
Now is just the beginning of that, because crabgrass doesn't come up till it's warm, and all of a sudden it's going to get, you know, hot.
Yes, we should probably move on to another question here that in relation to the temperature. They were wondering what the minimum temperature was to spray Trimec. Is it too cool yet? And this probably applies to some of the other stuff too. Is it too cool to be putting stuff on yet?
Well, Trimec is a liquid, usually a liquid, and you spray it on, and it's a broadleaf weed killer. Okay, so it's opposite of Dimension. Okay.
Well,
If it's above 50 degrees, you sure can spray Trimec on there, and it'll kill your weeds.
Above 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want to do it when it's from 50 to 80 degrees, you don't want to do it when it's really hot, 90, because there's a product in there called dicamba, and that can volatilize and come out back out of the ground, and it drifts.
Okay.
So you want to do it between 50 and 80, and the dandelions are healthy out there, let me tell you.
There's yeah, that's for sure.
So you can get out there and start spraying for your weeds. Usually on a lawn care service, what they'll do is fertilize it, put the crabgrass preventer down, and then spray for the weeds.
All right. In relation to that, was a kind of a part two question, and then that Trimec one is how long to be on before it rains or the temperature is cool? Is there should you get it on there a couple of days ahead of a rain if you know one's coming, or how's that work?
Just so it dries.
Okay.
An hour or two. If you know you're going to have a torrential downpour, I would spray it. I'd spray it after. And then they also say, hey, can I mow my lawn? If you're going to mow the lawn first and then spray, don't go spray your lawn and then mow off all that work you did, okay? So don't mow your lawn right after you sprayed it.
Okay. All right, another question here. What should you do first, dethatch, aerate, or fertilize in the spring?
Is that a multiple choice question?
It is.
Here's how I would do it. Aerate your lawn first. Aerating means you pull a plug out of the ground, okay? What you're doing is trying to get so your roots go deeper and you get oxygen out to your roots. So it actually pulls a plug out of the ground. Then I would dethatch it because that'll break that plug up and kicks out all the dead, kicks out a lot of the thatch or the dead grass. And then get that off there, rake that off, or pick it up with your lawnmower. And then seed and fertilize your lawn.
All
right. If you put a crabgrass preventer down when you're putting grass seed down, you got to buy a special crabgrass. You can't put Dimension down because it'll kill your grass seed. But there is a special one. It's called Step One, and it's a Scotts product, and you can put that down. And I don't know how it does it, but it can distinguish between annual seeds and perennial seeds. So crabgrass preventer, if Step One, if you're going to put your grass seed down.
All right. Well, soon after tulips are done blooming, can you move them?
You should let them green or yellow down. That means that the leaves start turning yellow. That means it's taking all the energy and put it back in the storage unit, the bulb. So let it yellow down and then move them. So not yet.
Okay, be patient.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have patience, so.
All right, well, isn't there a plant called, no, that's impatience or something, isn't it? So,
yeah, we have impatience.
Yeah. Is it, let's see, can you put crabgrass too early? What happens to the herbicide? Maybe we talked about that already a little bit.
Yeah, herbicide just sits there. Crabgrass hasn't germinated, so it doesn't do any good, okay? So it actually kills the seed right when it's germinating. So you want to pick the best time. And we're just starting the season putting crabgrass down. So the next 2-3 weeks, you can put your crabgrass preventer down.
Okay. Is it advisable to take a soil sample before planting a tree? And if so, how deep should you go?
Well, you can take a soil sample. That, I mean, it's a good idea. It'll tell you what you know you have in your soil, but it's also good for your lawn and other trees and shrubs, so you know where you're at. Your soil sample can change from year to year, so if you're going to do that. We usually don't take a soil sample because kind of done it for many, many years. But I would definitely fertilize your tree when you're planting it. And I just made a new diagram on the 2026 way to plant a tree. So if you want that, I have that diagram. I created a new product called Tree Pucks, which is a fertilizer that you put two tree pucks in the bottom of your hole when you plant them, and that gives off a beneficial bacteria and fungi and also fertilizes your tree. You should mix compost in with your soil that you put back in around the tree, and then you should use some wood chips on top to hold the moisture in and keep the grass away from the trunk of your tree.
How much watering should you do on a brand new tree?
Well, if we don't get, it's pretty dry in there right now. So water real good, you know, so the water is soaked down into the tree. And I would water it, if it gets hot, twice a week. And if you get some rain, I'd do it once a week.
I was looking at the Dawson Sentinel. I noticed a picture, I think it was last week, there was Terry Overlander standing there with a bunch of people planting trees. Did you get involved in that project over there?
Yeah, we donated the tree. Heather Nursery and Floral donated the tree, and it was in memory of Earth Day and Arbor Day.
Right.
Arbor Day is Tree Day, and so they planted it on Friday last week, which was Arbor Day, planted it along the trees, along the trail, and they planted a sugar maple, so... That's one of my favorite trees, and a nice small colored tree.
All right, so it'll be fun to see you watch them grow.
We have Dawson Shop Hop starting today, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You've been advertising that.
Yes, we have. You've got about 10 different businesses that are participating, and you can pick up a card and go to at least 7 of them and win some prizes, I hear.
You bet. We have a nice prize here. It's a planter of... That's kind of a 4th of July celebrating the 250-year celebration. So you can sign up for that here at Heather Floral in Dawson. And then we have a sale. Our 4-packs, which is vegetables and flowers, there's 4 plants, and those are normally $2.99. And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're $2. So people are taking advantage of that this morning already. So stop in and get your 4-packs for 99 cents off.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And some other good specials there, too. There's some food and all kinds of good stuff going on over there. So a lot of reason to get over there during the Shop Hop in Dawson now through Saturday.
We're serving vegetables because we sell vegetables. So come and check in the vegetables. There's some peas and string beans and carrots and cauliflower. So if you like and dip, so check out our Shop Hop specials and come and eat some veggies.
Yeah, sounds good. Anything else new in the store down there, Duane, you want to talk about today?
Well, especially Mom's Day, we got Mother's Day flowers, and we have a great selection, and we have the girls and myself are really putting flower arrangements together. And you give Mom a cut flower arrangement, a bouquet, or a hanging basket, or we can make a planter for her that she can put out on the steps. We also have candles and other gift ideas, so... Check out Heather Nursery and Floral, and we can help you out with that.
And don't forget about Mom, that's for sure. She's done a lot for you. At least you can do is buy her some flowers, right?
The girls have been talking about that. You know, as long as, you know, Mom's happy, everybody's happy.
That's right. So if Mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, right?
let's all be happy this weekend.
That's right. Good idea. What are the store hours there, Duane?
Well, we're going to be here. We're here from 8 in the morning till... 5:30, and it's been longer than that. So come in and get some flowers, and we're in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, so be glad to help you out, or give us a phone call, or check us out online. A lot of different ways to buy things these days.
All right, and of course, if they have any gardening questions, they can always drop them off with you over there during the week. We can mention them on the radio.
And talk to me.
Yeah, talk to you. You can answer their questions right off the bat, but it's always kind of fun to throw them on the radio, too, in case other people have the same question. So, and, of course, we kind of collect them over here every week and get them on the gardening show, which is every Thursday morning, such as today, about 11:15. So, Duane, we'll let you go there, and thanks much for all the useful information again today.
Well, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
All right, sounds good. Get your Mother's Day flowers. See you, Duane.
Thank you.